The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A nasty stomach bug is making the rounds in our area, and it seems you can't Purell to prevent it. Dr. Harish Morjani, infectious disease specialist at Phelps Hospital in Sleepy Hollow, spoke with Newsline.
Norovirus gastroenteritis is well known to occur in the winter and spring seasons in the Northeast. It's an annual event, so to say. The CDC tracks it, and we are seeing it here in Westchester. Although I've seen reports on various news media channels of southern Jersey being particularly hard hit. And sometimes you do see that. You see an upswing in the usual cases that we see in the winter and spring with norovirus. When there is a new strain or a new genotype that sort of takes hold, and so you see a surge, and then it spreads very rapidly throughout the community because of its highly infectious nature.
Okay, so you're seeing it, and it's a seasonal thing, as you say. So it sounds like really anybody in the tri-state could get it. Can you tell us what is so particularly, well, without getting into such graphic details, but why is this such a nasty illness? Some of the symptoms?
Yeah, so norovirus, which was originally named as Norwalk virus from Ohio 1968, and now called norovirus, it's a part of Calici viruses that are known to cause inflammation in your intestinal tract and so give you stomach problems like nausea, vomiting, and then they can infect the bowel. So they cause diarrhea, abdominal cramping, fever, fatigue. And then ultimately the main problem is because of the severe vomiting and diarrhea and lack of adequate intake, you can get dehydrated if you have the infection, and dehydration then leads to problems. And particularly so in the young people less than 5 years of age and in the older people who are more than 85 years of age. They are more prone to problems with this infection. Also the immunocompromised people that are on chemotherapy and so on. And the infectious dose of this virus is only one particle. So it can spread very easily from person to person. And you see that in, for example, cruise ships, in daycare centers, and so on.
Doctor, what do you do if you get it? Is this one of these illnesses you just have to kind of wait it out, or is there a treatment?
So the treatment comprises of hydration. And if you can take fluids by mouth, as many fluids as you can, electrolyte fluids, or just regular food, solid food, if you can. If you cannot, then liquid food. Keep yourself well hydrated. If you cannot keep up with the hydration, then of course you may need to visit a healthcare facility to get IV fluids, because that's the main danger, dehydration. And if you can keep yourself hydrated, the illness is usually self-limiting in a vast majority of cases, and it goes away after 2 or 3 days, and then you recover, and it really does not cause any long-lasting impact on the human body. You can prevent it. So the best form, as always, with any infectious disease is to prevent. Prevention, prevention, prevention. If you're aware that there is a problem in your community, in your neighborhood, then wash your hands. Remember, alcohol sanitizers don't work for this virus because they don't disrupt the envelope that this virus has. So you have to wash your hands with soap and water. And so you should wash them frequently, as many times as possible. Don't eat uncooked food. And avoid eating fruits and vegetables that are not rinsed or peeled. Stay home when you're sick so you don't spread it to others for at least a couple of days till your symptoms have recovered. And avoid preparing food for others if you have an illness. And then always use bleach containing disinfectants to clean up the surfaces that may have been contaminated with this virus, because you can pick up this virus on your hands from any surface, and then you put your hands on your mouth, and that's how it gets into your system and you get sick. Also, washing clothes in soap and hot water will kill this virus. If you have a patient at home and you're cleaning up your surfaces with rags, don't dispose them off in the garbage. Put them in plastic bags and seal them before you dispose of those. Okay. And then in a hospital, we institute contact isolation, which prevents the spread.
All right. Great to know. Forget about that Purell, good old-fashioned soap and water. And Dr. Harish Moorjani, infectious disease specialist at Phelps Hospital in Sleepy Hollow. Thanks so much, doctor.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.